BLM claims $6 million California mansion bought for cultivating joy. By Wendell Hasebo on April 11, 2022. Black Lives Matter recently purchased a $6 million California mansion for the purpose of cultivating joy among the black community, the organization announced Monday. Joy is a radical act, Black Lives Matter alleged. As a practice and as an experience, joy is something that can heal and sustain us when times are tough. But joy also provides opportunities to explore the possibilities beyond the limits of our daily lives. Black Lives Matter, which is under scrutiny over the misuse of donation funds, said the 6,500-square-foot mansion will be used for fellows who wish to learn how to be joyful during the challenges of the modern world. Creating opportunities for joyful expression is increasingly necessary but often few and far between, the organization claimed. The Black Lives Matter Global Network seeks to change that with a new creative fellowship program. It is unknown why Black Lives Matter believes the $6 million California mansion is suited for the fellowship rather than a less convenient location with a glamorous cost. But the organization claims the house will operate as a living space for those seeking joy and in communal space for collaboration, which includes a garden space for artists who wish to utilize it for dreaming, meditating, and building joy. Black Lives Matter recognizes the power of arts and culture to dismantle white supremacy and bring us closer to achieving full liberation not just here in America, but across the globe also, Black Lives Matter stated to News 1. In 2021, Breitbart News reported that Patrice Concolors, one of the co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, bought four homes over the past several years. The lavish spending has encouraged some activists to question how Black Lives Matter is spending their massive pool of donations from the unrest in 2020. Colors claims she has never taken a salary from the donations but has not stated whether she has received any compensation from the organization by way of gifts, expense reimbursements, or stipends. Organizers should get paid for the work that they do. They should get paid a living wage, she claimed in 2021. And the fact that the right-wing media is trying to create hysteria around my spending is, frankly, racist and sexist. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.